We are up to Simen Yud Zayin. We are up to Sif Katan Ches, page Kuf Ches. Be'oimroi Hashem Niyashem Elokeichem Yom Miyad Kam Tevas Emes. After you say Niyashem Elokeichem, Asher Tzeis Yisrael Mi'Eretz Yisrael Mi'Eretz Yisrael Mi'Eretz Yisrael. So you're not allowed to be mafsik between Niyashem Asher Tzeis Yisrael Mi'Eretz Yisrael Mi'Eretz Yisrael Mi'Eretz Yisrael. In the pasuk, it only says Ani Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, but of course, it is our custom to conclude not to be mafsik. You go into Hashem Elokeichem Emes, because there's another pasuk which says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Yoimar Miyad Gam Tevas Emes. By the way, it's Emes. It's not Emes, even though there's a double segel. Right, it's not normally. If you have the rule in Dictogus, if you have a double segel, yeah. So then it's you, so always the first. For example, Melech, Melech. So it's not Melech, it's Melech. So what is it? Kesef, not Chesed. So you lay. So it's Emes. So it should be Emes. No, because it's not really a real segel. That's a chat of segel. If you look, it's really five dots. There are three dots and then a shva next one, which means you're supposed to swallow up the aleph very quickly. Don't say it very quickly. So it's MS. There's a famous expression. MS, remember, MS is sheker. But sheker is MS. Got that? It's very good. One of the best things I've ever heard. One more time. MS is sheker.
Why?
It's not that way you pronounce it. You're supposed to pronounce it ns, but ns, but sheker is ns. Got it? One more time. ns is sheker, but sheker is ns. Okay, if he came just for that, it was kedai. Okay, here we go. So, be omroi haniyah shalokechem yoimar miyad gam tevas emes shalol lahavsik b'neim v'gam hashaliach tzibur oimer kain. The shliach tzibur shall say Hashem elokechem emes. The shliach tzibur is not supposed to say ani Hashem elokechem emes. He's not God. No matter how great he thinks he is, he's not God, so you only say the last few words, Hashem, Elokeichem, Emes. Some make a mistake, and some say, especially children, they don't know until they get trained, Ani Hashem, Elokeichem, Emes. No, you're not. Don't, what?
Next
week, what?
Next week,
but not this week, okay. Not to go into the. Don't be afraid. I sing something. Of course, it's the loira. I don't know. I'm interesting. Okay. Don't be afraid of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the tune. Below yira, Adon Olam. Okay. Is it Hanosin Larasha? We learned Yishai. Hanosin Larasha Ra Karisha Karisha Sa. So we had a discussion. Hanosin Larasha Ra Karisha Sa, or Hanosin Larasha Ra Kirisha Sa. So they're both correct. Because they're Makaros, they're sources. There's a Rosh of the Gemara, there's a Rosh of Ra, V'chiyesh Rosh of Tzadik Toiv, or Tzadik She'en Toiv, V'chiy Rosh of that's Ra, that's not Ra. So there's a Makar to say a Rosh of Ra, and then there's a source of Nosim L'Rosha, Ra, Kirisha So, Hashem will give to the Rosha evil according to his wickedness. So they're both correct. Okay, let's go further. So you're supposed to repeat. So the shliach tzibur is supposed to say, when he's saying the private, God is saying privately, period. And then, he doesn't say MS. The shliach tzibur is not supposed to say MS. He's supposed to conclude the entire Kriya Shema to the very end. And then, he says, Hashem Elokeichem MS. I have most of the Siddurim, they really emphasize it, not to make this, it's hard to make this mistake. They're pretty good, all of the new Siddurim. See, although the word MS belongs to the next paragraph, it is appended to the conclusion of the previous one. Chazan repeats. Oh no, so I made a mistake. see, I right away made a mistake. According to this article, Siddur, it appears that the Shaliach Tzibur, he says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He does say Emes. And then the Shaliach Tzibur repeats the three words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. I, for some reason in my mind, I thought the Shaliach Tzibur says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What? MS, the Shliach Tzibur, you're dining for the Amr, you're the Shliach Tzibur, you're the Shatz. You are the Shatz. So the Rav is on your side. And you finish the Kriya Shema very quickly, you're up to the end. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceis Yetzchem Me'eretz Mishrayim Liyos Lochem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. He's supposed to go to the very, very end. You, when you're saying it to yourself, you say Hashem Elokeichem MS. Don't stop, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Say the word MS. Then wait until the Rav finishes. After the Rav finishes, then you repeat all three words. Hashem Elokeichem MS. You may be misled to believe that you should not say the word MS, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because that's the end of the pasuk. And anyway, when you finish off for the tzibur, you'll anyway say Hashem Elokeichem MS. No, right away, even when you're saying your Kriya Shema privately, you say Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. And then when the Shliach Tzibur, when the Rav finishes, and you repeat, you say those three words Hashem Elokeichem MS. Ki be'elu gigim la'tevos nishlu reish mem ches tevos be'Kriya Shema. How many words are there in Kriya Shema? There are 245. There are really only 245. And when the Shliach Tzibur says Hashem Elokeichem Emes, it's three more. And when you listen to Shliach Tzibur Shemei Ha'Kaine, that's mashlam, the missing three evarim of your body.
That's why if you don't have a word,
then you say Kel Melech Neman to mashlam. That's what we're going to come to right now. Nishlu Reish Mem Ches Tevos B'Kriyash Shema. Connected Reish Mem Ches Evarim Shebeodam. But Maschilum Gal Achar Kach V'Yatziv. And then after you wait, while you're waiting, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You wait, and then as soon as the Shliach Tzibur says Emes, then you begin with V'Yatziv. V'Yatziv, by the way, is the Targum. It's the Aramaic version of Emes. Each word over here appears. This Emes V'Yatziv appear. Then we have v'nochon v'kayom kayom. Okay, let's believe this. I think that these are really they're all peers. Okay. Umaschil nachakach v'yatzadav also loymar oid pan ms. You're not allowed to say the word after the Shliach Tzibur says ms. So you just start v'yatziv. You do not repeat the word ms. Umisha mespalul bi'chidus yoymar koydim kriyashma kel melech neman lahashlo megimul tevos elu minyan reish memches in order to mashlo megimul tevos of reish memches. Okay, on the bottom he asks you two very interesting ideas. What about a woman? A woman, we know, does not have the same number of Evarim. A woman has a different number. That's why when you make a Misha Berach for a woman, it's a different Misha Berach. So for men, you say L'chol L'Ramach Evarim. And for a woman, you say U'L'chol Evarecha, because the Machlek is exactly how many Evarim a woman has. It's complicated. So, and that's why the custom is not to mix together men and women, because you want to be able to say for the men L'Ramach Evarim, and to say something different, you just not to say how many Evarim for women. However, being that in shuls many times there's so many people l'cholim, so we mix them together. And if you do mix them together, then you just then say l'chol Evarim. You just say the general plural. You don't mention the actual number of Evarim, because a man and a woman are different. But the ikar reason why it's, you should know, it's very almost every single siddur, Gabbai's handbook and siddur, you'll never find one Misha Berach for everyone together. It's very interesting. This is something which is improvised on the spot by the Gabbai, men and women together, and he says it in plural. He just makes sure he knows the rules of grammar, and he makes up the words on the spot. But try to find me a printed Gabbai's handbook or a siddur where it brings together men and women. Never. It's always for a man you say this, for a woman you say this, because the man, al pi halacha, you're not supposed to really mix men and women together, because the men and women have a different number of evarim, and it appears critical to the nusach of the Misha Berach, wherever this comes from. I have no idea where it comes from, is that you, if you, where possible, you should say the magic number 248.
The youngest room of Flatbush has a pasted.
And everyone says themselves.
Right.
Many shuls do that.
No, they say, and they insert the name. So it's right. One Misha Berach.
You wait for men and
women. Wait, right. Right. I was once part of the meeting. I'll tell you something very interesting. And the person came to agree with me. It was getting out of hand. The guy that made the Misha Berach, and the law people came up. One guy came with a telephone book.
Right.
Okay. He came with a telephone book.
He works in the hospital. He collects names.
Telephone book. kind of get out of hand. So the Gabbai right away said, okay, you know what we're going to do? He asked me, I was one of the people, I was part of the minyan, it was a small minyan. He wanted that we should do what they do in the other shul, in the competing shul, where it's pasted in the back, that everyone should say, well, pause, everyone should say it themselves, or everyone just say, insert your own name. So I told him, you know, I used to daven in the competing shul for many, many, many times. And they did that. And I said, you know, it takes, I told my personal impression. It's on paper, it sounds brilliant. You save time, everyone says it. But somehow, psychologically, there's something to it when you have to go forward. The Gabbai makes the Mishabech. And the bigger idea, you know, the one that's supposed to make the Mishabech is not the Gabbai. It's supposed to be the Rav. And in some shuls, you know, the Rav is a Talmid Chacham, that's what it says in the Gemara. A person is a Chol B'Sach Beis, so Yelech Eitzel Chacham. You're supposed to go to a Chacham, the Chacham should be Mispalo, teach you how to be Mispalo. Listening, the way the Rav makes the Mishaberach is itself as a Limud. If the Rav does it in the proper way, you go to the Chacham will make the Mishaberach. And there's just something to it. When you go, when you have to walk a step up and say the name, psychologically it feels that you've accomplished something. You've done something. Just sitting in your place and a moment of silence and you'll insert the name takes away from the whole satisfaction you have in making a Mishaberch for a Chayla. So I told the Gabbai, on paper it sounds great. But I'm telling you from my personal experience, I can't speak for anyone but myself, when I've gone to this shul and they've done this, it's meaningless. It's just meaningless, this whole thing. You stand there, make Mishaberach, and you say the name, doesn't have any time. Better let the Gabbai make the Mishaberach, and we should make some type of system, just announcement, don't bring a telephone book.
You can tell people,
we'll only make a Mishaberach. Yeah, you tell them, we'll only make a Mishaberach for the critically ill and people in your own immediate family or your very close friends. Just because you know of someone in a, who knows where, you saw online, a chayla somewhere. No, that's not, they'll make a Mishaberach in their shul. Only for your family members and your close friends.
Don't they'd rather you bring a telephone book than actually
but the whole problem
in advance. Right, so this is what I was my argument to the Gabbai. We were discussing that case. I told the Gabbai, and he said to me, he came around and he said, I'll think about it, and he came and he said to me, I'm probably right. I don't know if I'm really right. But there's something to it when you have to go, you have to make the effort. We're making a Mishaberach. It's live. There's something to, you know, like people have said, you go to a live shiur, you can go online, you listen to shiurim, they're just as good, if not even better. There's something to it, b'shas ma'isa, we now make the Mishaberach, you come forward, you say the name, you answer amen. It has tam v'reach. Yeah.
Tam yikra, that's what
the other people should hear.
Say
so you're saying another idea. Everyone hears the, he's not well, who is he? How is he? You say it quietly, you whisper it quietly, no one knows. This way, when you come to the Gabbai, who are you saying for? He's not well, really. It's a good idea.
Say, he didn't want to tell anybody.
Nes Nista. Better should be a Nes Nista.
But he didn't know he wasn't feeling well because he's afraid they say could be.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I know exactly.
Because of the lack of decorum in the shul, you're not making a Mishaberach all of a sudden.
Because it's out of hand. It's out of hand.
There's a lot of times I see where they call all the names. Everyone, it's an excuse for everyone to start.
Exactly, so that's not a solution either. So that's not proper. So it's obviously it's out of hand. So the Mishaberach has to be made only for the critically ill, and there has to be a limit. No, you have to. It has to be done with seichel. When you tell people,
people don't have seichel.
So you
working on the premise that people have seichel.
Is there a limit? You make a Mishaberach for somebody.
Yeah.
Is it then to say that every time there's a
Mishaberach,
you have to make
a Mishaberach? There's no, you dive in the same every single day, three times a day.
No, I'm just saying, you make it, you're
a
God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you mean you daven the same thing three times a day?
I hear what you're saying.
It doesn't make a difference.
You
can do it. There's no limit to how many times you can do it. It's very logical. You have a seichel. You don't overdo it. You do it only when it's necessary. The average person should have enough seichel to realize not to bring a telephone book. Only people you personally know, and not only personally you personally know, or people that are part of this community. You don't have to make a mishperach for every single person in the whole world. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. That's definitely wrong. That's not the person who should bear.
See, their kids are
also, also the people that are in shul, there were people by me that gave me, I see that's you. They said, yes. Yeah. No, if you're in shul, there's no mishabera for you. That's what it says, anyhow.
Because you're already here.
If the person's in shul, you don't make them a mishabera.
Interesting.
I mean, for sake.
Interesting.
Because he's there.
He's there. Yeah. Even if he has some
you're
real
playing,
illness.
You're okay.
That's the chiddush. A lot of people, I think, would say if they know if they're critical.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. It's definitely very different. But I'll just tell you a joke. It's a bitter joke where there was a rabbi. This is the rabbi. We're not talking about someone who walks in the street. I don't remember the exact details, but they made a mishaberach. And what happened? The person insisted that they make a mishaberach. I remember the rabbi commented to someone. He really thinks it works. This poor fellow, like it means so much to him. It means so much to him. He really thinks it's going to work by making the mishaberach for the chayla. The rabbi said this. One thing is, it's apikursus to say such a thing, but we understand if you just mumbled lip service, is it really worth anything? If it's not done with meaning and flavor and feeling, what is it? Just the gabbai. Sometimes you have gabbaim. They shouldn't be gabbaim. They just mumble. They don't say the words. So they make them. What's the name? Amen. It's a joke. That's not the mishaberach. The only time I really saw it done made an impression on me when I went to have David Cohn, Gvul Yavetz, on Coney Island. He makes the mishaberach for the chaylim, and I was like, wow. You know, I was there. All of a sudden, he comes up to the bima, and he says it word for word, and he slowly with feeling, and he says just a few names, and like it made an impression on me. What? I don't remember. But it made an impression on me. Like, wow. Like I said, wow. That's really the way it should be done, not what I'm used to seeing in other places. Okay. Look, I doubt Chaim Bolin. On the Yom Noiroyim, it takes, I think you have to sign up before, there are 1,500 people who dive in there on the Yom Noiroyim. And I think before Yom Noiroyim, there's a list, you put your name down, and they make the Mishaberach for the Cholim. It takes at least 5 minutes. Now, 5 minutes where everyone is doing nothing. Mishaberach, you don't hear anything. 5 minutes of silence, a very long time. Especially when you have 1,500 people who are on edge. Is that really... I mean, what are you going to do? You tell, no, we're not making Mishaberach. Oh, you have World War III, will break out. We're not making Mishaberach for the Chol B'Yom Noroim. I have this, I have that. Where do you draw the line? Everyone has an exception. Okay, so you sign up, they try to make the Ashi. You have to put your name down before. Grab all the Cholim. It takes a long time. Is this really what it's all about? Just to rattle off names? Maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know. Okay, but the point I want to make over here is this is a very important Hashi'odim Mitzion B'Halacha, and this touches upon very sensitive issues. Dalit kel melech neman ayin b'shal shuvas minchas alazer degam isha shoymeres kriyash matzricha loymer kel melech neman l'hashem haramach teves hagam diyesh lo reish nun beis. She does not, she has more. She has 252. Not like the man has 48. She has three more. She has four more. Evarim v'atam al pi hakabbalah. So here we're saying an incredible, a woman who davens privately, she's not in shul. If she's in shul, she doesn't say, come another one. The shaft will say, Hashem elokecha. So what's the use? Ramach Evarim? I mean, that's also a kasha. I don't know why he's focusing only when she's davening the yechidus. Even the same thing should be true when she's davening, when she's davening with a tzibur. We should invent a different sitter for her in order to, since we have a tradition according to this opinion that she has reish nun beis evarm, four more evarm than a man, the evarm of Leda. So the sitter is not custom made for a woman. Shocking.
Came out with a women's.
Yes, I checked the woman's sitter. The first word is wrong for a woman. It's not modeh. It should be modah.
Yes,
modah ani.
Don't they say that?
Not the art school woman's sitter.
Because I've seen
Siddur that
said.
Oh, so they are. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says a woman should say modah. It'll make a lot of change. There are real heavy duty Haredi Siddurim that have changed for women. A woman should not say Shlosani Goy, Shlosani Goya, Shlosani Ovid, Shlosani Shifcha. And there, every time it says Modeh, it's Modah. You have an El Kain Neshama. Kolzman Shah Neshama Vikirbi, Modah Ani Lefonecha. Art scroll didn't make these changes, yeah.
The women said, I forgot. It has one of the two. It has to, I don't know why it's different. The brachas for the Torah, and it has the or the brachas of Av Torah. The woman is not getting an aliyah. She's listening.
Yeah. She's listening to the people in shul making the brachas. So, Ida, you can't bring a rye from the art school women's sitter. That's definitely not on the radar screen.
In the Megillah, it talks about women getting aliyah.
There is such a thing. A woman can get an aliyah, make her hadin. Because cover that tzibur.
Nah. Are you kidding me?
Send my wife to your shul.
You can get an aliyah.
The women, this touches on a very heavy duty issue. Okay, when they talk about the women's siddurim, they'll talk about modah. Forget about little. Let's talk about something much more. No one talks about this. No one knows about this little hidden minchas alazar. Much more fun. What?
If she needs four, she only gets three words.
No.
She needs it even after you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. She's still short, so she still needs another four. So she doesn't have it. And then if you're not going to say Kel Nemach, that's only going to bring you to 248. Let's say she comes to shul. Even if she comes to shul and she hears the shot say Hashem Hiremes, what? Exactly. It's exactly what he's saying. So this is something which touches upon something very fundamental. The sitter is not designed for a woman. It's not. And you don't have to get into nikudas of modeh.
I think it's better to be grammatically correct.
That's another thing. But look at the fundamentals. The fundamentals are the whole kriyashma is geared, the ramach evarim, and a woman does not have ramach evarim, and yet she follows the same rules. So you see such a precedent. This is a major, major issue. So, but it says modeh. There are many gedolei Yisrael that say, you're right, I think in most Beis Yaakov, so they all teach the child in Beis Yaakov, all the girls' schools, Moda Ani Lefanecha, Ruba de Ruba, probably 98% they teach the girls in all the standard of Yaakovs, Modeh. They don't tell them to say Moda. Why? There are people who have innovated, but this touches upon a very big issue. The nusach of the siddur is written for men. Yes. Women shtel tzu. They accept that. And a fundamental example is this idea, kel nelach nemon. You can't do anything to solve the problem. You're not going to change. You may want to change modeh to modah. You may want to go to an extreme and go from goy to goyah, from evet to shivcha, but no one has gone to the extreme of going and changing the nusach of Kriyashma in order to accommodate a woman's resh nun beis evarim. Let's go further. Now, next interesting thing he writes about: Oy kosav sham deminig maran hagoyin hakadosh hadirei chayim itzans hayekoyfel gam. Now he doesn't. We don't do this. If you daven biyichidus. So we just said, what do you do? Kel nelach neman. So you have to be aware, you know, that the whole world is not is different. There are different minhagim that the sans, minik sans, is even if you're davening b'yichidus, if the shliach tzibar, say it twice. Gam b'yochid Hashem lochechem emes, you don't say kel nelach neman.
Why did he make an exception to what the general club?
No, he holds that's not a halacha. It's not brought down anywhere, this halacha. This is something which is minach. It's minach. So he says that even if you daven b'yichidus, even, I don't know, I'm sure yes, there are sources. This is rooted in tradition that even Yom Yichid you say Hashem Elokeich Memes Vayim Vayim Mizeb Sefer HaEshkol V'Nachal Eshkol Sham Shel Ulo Markein, that he brings him a card that Yishtaka should do this. Period. Okay, let's go to Halacha Tess. Im Hifsek Biyem Sak Kriya Shema. Let's say you're saying Kriya Shema. You mafsek. You pause. Why do you pause? Because you get a very important text message, right? Something happens. Email comes in. You can't talk. Blow your nose. You have to go to the Beis Akisei. We'll see different examples of why you're mafsek. The reason, sometimes when you're mafsek, you are in a matziv where you're not allowed to recite Kriya Shema. For example, you go to the Beis Akisei. Emergency. I have to go to the Beis Akisei. Take off your tzitzit. You go to the Beis Akisei. When did you go in the middle of Kriya Shema? You come back. How long were you in the Beis Akisei? Enough time that you could have said the whole Kriya Shema from beginning to end at your pace. For some people, that doesn't take more than a couple of seconds. So then halacha is, you have to repeat the entire Kriya Shema. In Hivsik be'emsa Kriya Shema, the Hainu be'min Shema li'yishol ad al aretz. Until now, we're saying al aretz is only the first two parshios. So you have to remember that. We learned this many times. The Ikka Kriya Shema, the first two parshios of Ayomer, that's not part of Kriya Shema. That's part of a different mitzvah, of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then what happens? Machmas Oynes, Shahoyim Muchach Lahafsik, Koin Shahoyim Tzok, Lotzeis Lasois Tzrochov Be'esakisei, Oishnimsa Tzoa Bebayis, the Soya in the bias, you're in a makam, you discover that someone came in, his shoes were not clean. And now on the floor, there is soa. So im shah, if you delay, meshach zman shahayahu yacholoyma kola kriyashma, tsarich lachzar litchilas kriyashma, you have to repeat the entire kriyashma. So the amount of time it takes an average person, let's say, to say kriyashma, let's say 3 minutes, and there is a delay of 3 minutes, then you have to go back to the beginning of kriyashma. If I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah says it's only true if you mafsik the time that Yamafsik is a time when it's not possible for you to recite Kriya Shema al pi halacha. For the example given in the Kitshuch Lechus, you go to Beis Akisei, that you're not allowed to, your body's not clean, there's soa. But let's say stam, you're just spacing out, you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, you get a text message, your cell phone rings, and you can't control yourself, you cannot, and you look at it, and you look at it, interesting, and you read the email, you're not mafsik, but that's not a zman when this, and something is holding you back. You chose to distract yourself and look around, or you come to a beautiful shul and you're distracted by the beautiful architecture of the shul, and you're mafsek, and the amount of time that you find yourself spaced out is 3 minutes. You're not mechuyev to repeat Kriya Shema. It's only true when you shoya during a time when alpi halacha you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. But if you choose just to pause, it's not right. It's not right to pause, but you're not mechuyev alpi halacha to go back to the very beginning. Yud, Kara Kriya Shema Nichzav Zakneses. You will say Kriya Shema. You already said, done. I dive in the early minion, 6 o'clock minion, 6:30 minion, and now I'm coming into the shir at 8 o'clock. Dafyomi's shir, and the shir is in the back of the shul. They're saying Kriya Shema when I walk in. The moment I walk in, the late minion is saying Kriya Shema. What do you do? Kara Kriya Shema Nichzav Zakneses. V'motzat Tzibur Shekoyin Kriya Shema. So this is a point halacha. You have to join them. Tzarich Likroy Simoyim Kol Kriya Shema. Unbelievable. Not just the first pasuk. If you are in shul, people don't know this, people think it's enough, put your hand on your eyes and that's enough. It's a mistake. If you have already said Kriya Shema and you are in a shul where they are saying Kriya Shema, you have to say the entire Kriya Shema. Not just put your hands on your eyes, and not just say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and not just Baruch Shem, the entire thing called Kriya Shema. Shlo yire ki ilu einoi roitze lo yeiroeh, ki ilu einoi roitze lekabel ol malchul shem. Shana pi don't want to be mekabel. Im chaveira. V'yikabel socher, what's the purpose? You'll receive reward ki kari b'tayra v'hu adinim. Another example, let's say you're in shul and let's say you're in the middle of saying Psuki de Zimra and they're after Kriya Shema, or let's say any example where you're at a part of the davening where you're davening but you're allowed to be mafsik at this point in davening for whatever the reason, whatever you're saying, and now that Tzibur is saying Kriya Shema, you have to stop what you're doing and say Kriya Shema with them. Then if you're not allowed to, so then we learned before, if you can't, you're not allowed to, different parts of davening, just put your hands over your eyes and raise your voice. raise your voice to show that you're participating. Let's say you've come late to shul and the tzibur is up to Kriya Shema, you did not yet recite Kriya Shema, and there's no time, there's no zman problem. Zman Kriya Shema is very late, so even when you'll daven bizman, so now the tzibur is saying Kriya Shema, so here's your dilemma. There's no question you're mechuyif to say Kriya Shema. The dilemma is, should you have kavan to be yoytze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? The answer is no. Because if you have time, it's better to say Kriya Shema part of the Barachos. Those people who daven in late Minyanim, and they say Kriya Shema before davening, it's not ideal. The reason why it's not ideal is because you're losing out saying Kriya Shema part together with the Barachos. The Kriya Shema is sandwiched in the brach of Yotzer Or, Ahav HaRabba, and Goal Yisrael. So when you daven in the late Minyan, when you miss the Zman Kriya Shema, it's a problem. It's really a problem. It's a Mu'uvish and Yecholiskon, because you're not saying the Kriya Shema together with the brachos the way they were meant to be said. So, and to illustrate this point, if you come to a shul and there's no issue of zman, the zman is 10 o'clock. It's now 6:30, and you getting an early start for a later minyan, and the minyan, then the way you find yourself to say Kriya Shema, so you're mechuyev to join the tzibur and say Kriya Shema, you should have kavana. I don't want to be yoytzei my chiyuv Kriya Shema. I want to save my fulfillment for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when I daven later with a minyan, and I say it with the brachos, because that's the way Kriya Shema was meant to be said. Goes to show how important this is. Unfortunately, most of us, including myself, where I daven, most of us, they don't make Kriya Shema. They don't make Kriya Shema. Even a good week, and you always have to say Kriya Shema in advance, so assuming you'll say it properly before in advance, but you're losing out saying Kriya Shema with the brachos. Very important halacha. You come into shul and they're saying Aleinu, they're saying Ashrei. You mechuyev to say Ashrei with the tzibur. V'aleinu. Can you come to shul of saying Aleinu? You mechuyev to join the tzibur and say Aleinu. Uchidoyme. V'afilu piyutim oimeri mohem. V'al yifroish es atzmem and tzibur. This is a sensitivity which totally lost today. Totally lost today to be part of the tzibur. Even Aleinu, Ashrei, you should join the tzibur. Yeah. No, definitely not.
My situation is easy to come across a land, especially if you go to Landau. You know, you come in the tail end.
So someone want to suggest that you're dealing with factory minyanim, like we have today. Someone to argue these halachas are true in a community synagogue, out of town, there's one minyan, there's much. You live in a society where it's a factory, doesn't apply. These rules don't apply. I'll give you an example. So-and-so said there was a certain very big dayan in Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. They were lying out the door, people coming to Yeshayilis and Yisvet Staka, and every Meshugas you can possibly imagine. And he was extremely nasty to them.
Who's that?
A certain diet. Next year. Come in. What do you want? What do you want? Sugar. No, get out of here. What do you want? You want money? Here's $5. Get out of here. You have Shiloh? Yeah. That's the answer. Good. Okay, please leave. There's someone next. It went on like this. The whole day was like this. And people came because the person had the money to give, and you know he was in charge. And he was a tremendous dayan, and he knew halacha, but he wasn't very, and he really was a very nice person.
He
really was. So someone said to him, excuse me, Rav, you know, the Chofetz Chaim, this was not his hanhoga. When someone came to Yisrael Staka, he was very polite and calm, and he was very pleasant, and he was a shiloh. You know, this is not traditional, the way you're conducting yourself. So he said to him, you know, I see in one morning session of 3 hours, more people than the Chofetz Chaim saw a whole year. And when you're dealing with mass production and people who are asking these outrageous things and these outrageous demands, and I'm dealing with a bunch of Meshugayim, That's the way it is. The rules are different. I'm not a Chofetz Chaim. If I had five people over the whole day, I would deal with everyone very calmly and give them time, give them a cup of coffee and be calm. But I can't. Look at the line out the door.
You lose clientele.
This is the way it is. So when you're dealing in a land house and every 15 minutes, new minyan starting, you come in, olei nu ashrei, l'chayra yina m'chuyiv to answer ashrei to ashrei n'leinu. When you go out of town to a community shul and you come in and everyone is together and you're saying aleinu, then you join them and you say aleinu. It's all relative to your environment and to your surroundings. Okay, let's stop here.